This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee, snacks, and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
This holiday encore broadcast of Tech It Out originally aired on November 2nd of this year.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out, episode 120, and the first show of November. Hope you all had fun for Halloween. Of course, being the geek that I am, I went as Google Maps for our Halloween party with my wife Kelly. You can see pictures on social media if you want to search for my name, Mark Saltzman. That's Mark with a C. Yeah, we always have this annual Halloween party for our friends, and this time we had like streets all over us and little icons for, you know, hospital or driving and the Google logo, and we had the little red sort of destination dot over our heads, A and B. So it was fun. Anyhow, we have a great Tech It Out plan for you this hour. In a moment from now, we'll catch up with OpenTable to hear what's new with this 20-year-old service. The answer is a lot. Then we'll go from OpenTable to Nextdoor, another popular app and website, but this one focusing on building private social networks, communities based on neighborhoods. Also on the show, we'll talk about tech for seniors when we check in with Hero Health, and we talk all about smart medication dispensers. All of this and more on this week's Tech It Out. All right, let's kick things off. When you want to book a dinner reservation, do you do it the old-fashioned way, like pick up the phone and call the establishment? If you've done that, then they're either not open, as you likely know, they don't pick up, or it's super noisy, or they sound distracted, or all of the above, or instead have you opted for a more civilized and convenient way of booking a reservation? And no wonder an app and website like OpenTable is super popular. To tell us all about it, including what's new with the service, we're joined by Joseph Assas. He is the Chief Technical Officer at OpenTable. Welcome to the show, Joseph.
Good to be here, Mark. Thank you for having me.
Why don't we start right from the top? Tell us something that we should know already about OpenTable. I know it's been around for a couple of years. Maybe like an OpenTable 101. And then perhaps something that we might not know about OpenTable.
Sure. So, yes, like you said, OpenTable has been around for a while. It's been 20-plus years. And in essence, OpenTable is a marketplace connecting diners to restaurants. We have over 52,000 restaurants on our platform.
Wow.
So it's a big scale. And we have millions and millions of diners who come to us to discover restaurants and can decide where they want to go for a special occasion or for a business lunch or for regular occasion. Doesn't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
And OpenTable allows those diners to make reservations, and it's all in real time. So the availability is in real time available, so reservations are guaranteed. The moment you made a reservation, it's there. You can do it 24 hours a day. Doesn't have to do it only in hours that the restaurant is open. And we offer a lot of information for diners to make that decision.
What's your most popular platform? How are your customers using OpenTable the most?
Definitely mobile, and iOS within mobile would be most popular, for sure.
Okay. It is available for Android as well, but the iPhone or iPad version is the most popular. And then there's also a website, as I hinted at off the top of our interview, so you can use a desktop if you want.
Yes, we're available on all platforms that people use out there. Over the years, mobile became more popular, like everything else, and it's on the go. It's very convenient for folks, and so no wonder that mobile is very popular as well.
Sure. What about smart speakers? I know that there's OpenTable support for Amazon Alexa and I think Google Home or Google Nest family of products as well.
Yes, you can make reservations with your voice as well, like you said, Alexa and Google. You can do it through Siri on Apple. So we support all the platforms.
Right, even Apple Watch, from what I understand. So however your customers like to engage with their technology or their services, you're there. So walk us through the process. For those who are listening who have not yet used OpenTable, do you sign up? And if so, is it free? And then walk us through what it's like to book a dinner reservation, for example.
Right. So from a diner side, from a consumer side, you just download the app or you go to the website. You don't have to sign up. You can just browse all the restaurants that we have available in your area or anywhere you travel to. And you see availability in real time. You just say, I want to go tomorrow night at 7 p.m. And you can see all the restaurants that are available tomorrow night at 7 p.m. for how many people. Mm-hmm. And you just say, actually, 7:30 maybe works for me perfectly. You click on that. You enter your name, your phone number, your email, and you're done. So it's super simple, super, super fast. We pride ourselves on how fast people actually get off our platform. They just find what they want. And they do it. It's free, no payments, no anything, and so it's very convenient.
And as you said, Joseph, it's in real time, so that means that if there is availability at 7:30 at that favorite restaurant of yours, it'll tell you right away. Otherwise, it may suggest an alternative like 7 or 8 if it's not available, right?
That's exactly right. So our software sits inside the restaurant, and because our software sits inside the restaurant, restaurants use it for all things, not just the diners that made reservations on OpenTable. They use it for people who call, people who walk in, and so we know in real time what's available, what's not available in the restaurant. And that's how you see that availability online.
We're chatting with Joseph Assas. He is the CTO at OpenTable. We're talking about the extremely popular app and website. And in a moment, I'll as the CTO, I do want to pick your brain, Joseph, about where you're going in the near future. But as a restaurant owner, and I know there are some restaurateurs who tune into this program, getting started with OpenTable is also as easy as it is for a customer?
Absolutely. So as a restaurant, you have a choice of all kinds of software that you use in your business to manage your kitchen, to manage scheduling, people. But one of the choices you got to make is what software you use for what we call table management, to actually manage your inventory of seats and tables and CRM aspects inside that restaurant. You go to OpenTable, you click on a restaurant link, and you can learn everything about it. We contact you so we can understand every restaurant a little bit unique, so we're going to understand kind of your floor plan, how you like to run your restaurant, and we're going to set you up and go. You can do it within an hour.
Why OpenTable compared to other services like, say, Yelp reservations or Book-A-Table or any of these other competitors?
We have some competition, and competition is very good for business. It motivates everybody to do better for their customers. You know, in our case, we are big. Like, our scale is sizable. So we have, like I said, over 50,000 restaurants on our platform. That's a lot of restaurants. And diners find that appealing. They come to us where they can see the most choice and they can see the most availability. And that's what we bring to the table to our restaurant tours as well, because they get access to millions of people who come to us to find the place to eat.
Is there a way to look at reviews of that restaurant or a rating or anything like that, or is it strictly for reservations?
Absolutely. So part of the choice that the person has is the content that we give them to make that decision, and reviews is a big part of it. We actually the biggest restaurant review platform out there. We have more than 89 million reviews that were left on our platform. We have over a million reviews being added every month. And diners really, really appreciate that because they can hear from folks who dine in a restaurant. One unique thing about us is that we don't let you leave a review unless we know you've been in that restaurant. Because our platform sits inside the restaurant, so if you made a reservation and you didn't show up, you're not going to be able to leave a review. Only if you've been seated in that restaurant will ask you to leave a review. So our reviews are in some sense verified, and people actually know that they reading stuff that folks wrote when they've been in the restaurant.
Yeah, it helps to weed out fake reviews written by maybe a competition or something like that. Hotels.com is an app that also does that, where you have to have stayed in that hotel in order to leave a review, where other travel and hotel websites are not like that. So it does do a better job at verifying, as you were saying, the actual reviews of that restaurant. You said it was free to get going for OpenTable for a customer. So what's the revenue model?
Restaurants charge a monthly subscription fee to use our software, like I said, to manage all the aspects of table management for that restaurant. And they also pay us some pay-for-performance fee. So if we bring you a customer through our marketing channels, a restaurant pays us a small fee, averaging about $1 per customer.
Okay. Great. So as we wrap up, Joseph, what's next for OpenTable? Maybe if you can pull back the curtain a little bit into 2020, 2021, where do you see your service evolving?
Absolutely. So for us, I think one of the most interesting developments in the food industry in general has been that people don't only like to go out to eat, but they also like to order delivery to come to them. And so we've expanded that choice for the diner, where we're becoming more and more not just reservation place, but all your choices for dining in or out. And so in our case, you can come see a restaurant, you can make a reservation, but you can also order delivery come to you. We've partnered with Uber Eats, Grubhub, Caviar, there's a couple more partnerships in the works, and we're going to give you all that choice. And you can see in one place, here's where I can go to eat, or here's how long or how much it's going to cost me to order delivery. You can make that choice. So that's one of the things we're working on, and it's already in the app and people can try it, and I really hope people are going to like it.
All right, and then finally, OpenTable.com is the place to learn more about OpenTable, I'm assuming, and then of course it's a free download from the App Store or Google Play, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, Joseph Assas, thank you so much for your time. Congrats on the successes of OpenTable to date, and looking forward to chatting with you again soon. Thank you.
Mark, thank you for having me.
You know, OpenTable is one of those sites and, of course, apps that was already popular years and years ago, and I really didn't start using it until fairly recently. It's one of those things where everybody uses it, but I was like, oh, you know, I guess I'll try it. And it's kind of hard going back to the old way after you get used to using it. Hey, Tech It Out is powered by Asus, the company that creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops, desktops, monitors, smartphones, tablets, smartwatches, and much more. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/us/radio for more info. That's asus.com/us/radio. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out. Stay with us.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the market for an innovative laptop, the Asus ZenBook 14 model UX433 is an elegant laptop featuring a stunning nano-edge display with a 92% screen-to-body ratio. With its ErgoLift design, the back of the keyboard is slightly lifted for greater comfort and efficient cooling. Other features include a number pad, fast Intel Core i7 processor. Powered by Windows 10 Home, you can sign in fast, secure, and password-free with Windows Hello and the ZenBook's HD camera. Tech It Out is brought to you by Asus.
As we watched the suburban garden gnome carefully, carefully without disturbing it, he noticed that it moves like not at all. It's inanimate and utterly without brain function. But despite that, when a garden gnome hears about how Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them access to licensed agents 24/7 online and over the phone, it's clear to them you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. But on second thoughts, maybe don't watch garden gnomes too carefully. People might talk.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. This is your chance. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR, 4.18%. That's right, 3.99%. APR, 4.18%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped, and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We have a brand new podcast, Mock and Daisy's Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us and matter to you too. Everything from parenting and our families to the dangers of social media and the ridiculous trends it's created, like gender reveal parties and promposals. It's a little bit of everything, because if we really want to make America great again, we need to start in our own homes. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app or your favorite podcasting platform.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
This holiday encore broadcast of Tech It Out originally aired on November 2nd of this year.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. The show is brought to you in part by Western Digital and its super rugged G Technology branded Armor ATD portable hard drives, designed for those looking for a durable drive to bring on the go, especially for content creators like photographers and videographers. Head over to g-technology.com for more on the G Technology Armor ATD, that's one word, portable hard drive. If you need a rugged hard drive with a lot of capacity and fast speeds, that's also super durable. G-technology.com. When you think of social networks, brands like Facebook or Instagram likely pop into your head. But what about more private ways to connect with those who matter, built around community? Well, we're now going to learn all about Nextdoor with its CEO, Sarah Fryer. Welcome to the show, Sarah.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate you having us.
Sure thing. Let's start right from the top. What is Nextdoor all about?
Well, thank you for asking. So Nextdoor is a local private network for your neighborhood. We are built on trust, so it's real people at real addresses. We live on this power of local, so we want to see stronger local communities get created. And one of the ways we want to do that is by helping neighbors get connected to the people they didn't already know before. So we're building your local graph for you. And then with that local graph, we're helping you stay informed about what's going on around you and get things done in your everyday life, like find a plumber, get a babysitter, maybe you need a dog walker, all sorts of things.
So Nextdoor is a private social network, in other words, for your neighborhood, as you mentioned. Is this opposed to a public or open social network? Can you maybe elaborate a little bit more on that?
Yeah, so when you come to Nextdoor, you'll find that as you get onboarded onto the platform, we go through what I would call a little bit more of a frictionful onboarding experience. So it's not just give us your name, email, password, and you're in. Instead, you have to tell us where you live, and we verify that you live at that address. And we do that because we know that the neighbors who are coming into a neighborhood want to know that the people that they're talking to actually belong in that neighborhood. You truly are your neighbors. So we take a little bit more effort up front, or actually a lot more effort up front, to make sure that that verification process has happened.
Okay. Got it. And then when you're posting to see, hey, anybody know of a good dog walker, or is there a walk-in medical clinic around here, this is more private. It's not like an open public network like a Facebook or Twitter might be.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So as you make that post then is only going to your neighbors or to your nearby neighborhoods. And you can actually toggle how far you want your particular post to go. And that's important because we know that when people have the confidence that it's staying within their neighborhood, they're potentially a little bit more open. It might be personally, so we see people often talk about things like loneliness. Maybe seniors who haven't gotten out of the house for a while will post on Nextdoor, just seeing if there's other folks around who would like to go visit the local pub or go visit the local coffee shop.
Mm-hmm.
We see a lot of the younger generation actually posting about things like, I'd like to get my first job. I'd love to tutor your kids. I'm great at math. Or maybe putting their hand up to say, I can be the local dog walker. And we know that parents trust their teenagers posting on Nextdoor because it is just going to local neighbors. And then even beyond that, we see groups forming, maybe a local mom's group, maybe a local book club. But there's all sorts of ways that because people trust that it's just their neighbors, there's a power in proximity over just preference that we lean into.
Hashtag power in proximity. Love it.
Exactly.
Can people use Nextdoor as a marketplace? Like if you want to buy and sell items?
Yes, thank you for asking. So we have a very vibrant part of the app called For Sale and Free. And again, it comes back to this power of local. So we're tapping into a couple of trends. First of all, people often just want to clear out their house and clear out their garage. And what better way to do it than to post it into Nextdoor and know that your neighbors might come pick up that sofa or that maybe that exercise equipment that you haven't used since the beginning of the year. What they're able to do, the reason why they'll often come to Nextdoor is this trust as well. So you know that it's going to be your neighbor that's showing up at your front door and maybe look at the couch that's for sale. And that trust gives people just a lot of confidence to make that sort of post. Mm. But we also see people do things. I love this bit. I call it like the non-economically rational thing because they're trying to build social capital. So in my neck of the woods in the U.S., people often will put warrior tickets online in my local community and sell them at face value. Now, they could probably go and make a lot more posting that onto, you know, a different classified site. But really why they're doing that is they want to give something back to the local community. And if you could make a neighbor happy by letting them go to the Warrior game because you can't make it, it's a great way to potentially build a relationship which pays back. Maybe that same neighbor returns the favor and, you know, pulls in your trash cans when you're on vacation or something. So there's both the economics of wanting to clear stuff out of your house, maybe make a bit of money on the side, but there's also the building of community that goes on when neighbors help each other.
Hey, we'll continue our chat with Nextdoor in a moment. If you have any suggestions for me on a future Tech It Out topic you'd like me to tackle, a guest you'd like me to interview, product you'd like me to review, or a service, hit me up either privately or publicly. privately, my email is simply tech@marksaltzman.com. That's tech@marksaltzman.com. And then on social media, you can write me a post if you like, or you can DM me, you can direct message me on Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, or post a comment to YouTube if you like. Again, we'll be right back with Next Door to continue our chat. Tech It Out is powered by Asus, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops and desktops, monitors, smartphones, smart watches, tablets, and other products, including their line of gaming gear under the ROG or Republic of Gamer brand. Awesome stuff. Asus.com has more. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
This holiday encore broadcast of Tech It Out originally aired on November 2nd of this year.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak, this is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality, Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Tech It Out, everyone. Hope you're having a great first weekend of November so far. Thank you for tuning into the program. If you like the Tech It Out radio show, maybe you are listening on a local radio station, feel free to recommend it in podcast form, or you are listening to the podcast. But, we love the word of mouth, so thank you so much for your support. Leave a rating, if you like, at your favorite podcast site, like iTunes or what have you. And be sure to tell a friend if you think they would like my sort of approach to breaking down geek speak into street speak. Again, Tech It Out is available on all podcast platforms, regardless of where you are in the country or in the world. available on demand on any device virtually that lets you subscribe to and listen to podcasts. So thank you for your support. All right, let's continue our chat with Nextdoor. We're chatting with Sarah Fryer. She is the CEO of Nextdoor. What percentage of your users are relying on the app for Nextdoor compared to the website? Most?
That's a great question. So from a, it's actually more, definitely much more app than websites. Although I think because we also see a lot of seniors on our platform, they may be more comfortable on the desktop and you can see more and do more, broadly speaking from a desktop perspective. Mm-hmm. But just from a posting and from an engagement standpoint, the app is definitely the place to be, it would appear.
How does Nextdoor make money?
So there are three ways that Nextdoor makes money today. To build ourselves ultimately into a self-sustaining platform, and we want to be able to do that so we can keep investing to build a company that does help make communities stronger. So the first way is we bring national advertisers who want to act local into the feed. So great examples might be in the home services space, brands like Home Depot or Lowe's might do something like, hey, there's a tiling class going on in your local store. Why don't you come in and learn to tile your bathroom? Or for back to school, we'll often see brands offer either deals for back to school or they'll offer kids classes, like maybe an art class because they know busy moms are trying to get those supplies but also entertain kids at the same time.
So even though the posts are private, it's only within your neighborhood or your community that you've built, the advertisers can still reach you.
They can still reach you, but we try to make sure they're doing it in a very hyper-local way. So we'll even add dynamic kind of context around an ad. So, for example, if in that Home Depot case, if there's no Home Depot store near you, we wouldn't serve the ad.
Got it.
And we'll try to even inject the name of the local store so you know where you're going. So we want to make it feel very local and very high utility.
Okay, terrific. You were going to tell me some other ways that Nextdoor is making money.
Sure. So two other ways. The first is through local businesses. So we now have something called Local Deals, where a local business, it's effectively an ad format too, but they can actually post a deal into the feed. Again, it's very hyper-local, and they can decide how local they want to make it. So the local coffee shop or the local bakery might want to make it just for the neighbors in their neighborhood. The local plumber might want to go a little wider in terms of the radius that he or she is putting the deal to, because they've probably got a truck and probably can drive around maybe something more like a 20-40 mile radius. Those local deals, you pay to put the post into the feed. But again, we like that sort of content because it's bringing a lot of value to neighbors as well. And the fact that when those businesses thrive, we know that communities thrive. And finally, real estate agents. So real estate agents, the ultimate local business, they pay to sponsor areas of our feed, particularly listings, and they do that because they want to be seen as the local expert. So when you decide to sell your house, you already know that Erica, sitting right opposite me right now, is the local real estate expert, and she is the person that you should call if and when you're thinking about selling your home.
Finally, what's next for Nextdoor?
Well, that's a great question. So we've been doing a lot of global expansion. Canada was just launched for us, a great and welcoming country, just made for good neighbors. And we will continue to look at other countries. Currently, we're in 11 countries around the globe, 250,000 neighborhoods. Second, we do want to keep going deeper on local business. I think beyond just local deals, we can do a lot to help local businesses get new customers and upsell the current customers and really build their brand. So you'll see us do a lot more in local. And then finally, on the content side, we're starting to think about areas like local news. So we know that local news has really struggled in terms of maintaining a business model, but we know that when communities lose their local newspaper, they've often lost the backbone of the community. And so we're thinking about ways where we can bring that same information, like how did the high school sports team do, or what's the new restaurant that's just opened in town, or what does the mayor's office want to tell you about, you know, why they're doing traffic calming or something. Those are all pieces of news that we want to make sure get back to neighbors. And so we're thinking about what's the appropriate way for Nextdoor to be part of that as well.
All right, nextdoor.com to learn more, or it's a free download, of course, at the App Store for iOS or Google Play for Android devices. Sarah Fryer, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
We'll be back shortly with more Tech It Out, but we do have time to answer a question or two from the old mailbag, and you too can write me if you like. I'll confirm my email address in a moment. Jake from LA writes, I'm looking for a new TV, and I see the term HDR, but what does that mean? Great question. Before I explain what HDR means, you know, thanks to a drop in price and rise in content, your next TV is going to be a 4K TV, which offers four times the resolution of a 1080p or full HD television. In plain English, it's just so much clearer. It's like slipping on a pair of prescription glasses for the first time. Sometimes these TVs are referred to as Ultra HD TV, but 4K is the resolution, the number of dots. Instead of 2 million pixels, it's 8 million or so. So a lot more clarity. But back to your question, it's not only about the pixels that make up the image, but newer 4K TVs support HDR or high dynamic range. And this is a technology that reproduces a wider range of brightness levels, richer colors, and higher contrast levels, which results in whiter whites and darker blacks. So again, contributing to that gorgeous picture. When seen side by side with non-HDR content, an HDR or high dynamic range picture, you're going to see video that's incredibly bright with vibrant colors, including some striking yellows and orange hues, such as a sunset or a campfire. Some video game consoles also support HDR, including the PlayStation 4 Pro and the Xbox One S, as well as 4K graphics as well. Next up, Nicola R. writes, my computer seems to be working fine, so do I need to bother upgrading my operating system? The short answer is yes. You should have your computer to automatically update the operating system, whether it's a Windows PC or a Mac or Chrome, because there's always issues that are bound by the engineers. They can patch them up, do these security patches, and then often they introduce new features over time as well. You can email me your tech questions at tech@marksaltzman.com, TECH@Marksaltzman.com. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out. Stay with us.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Gamers, listen up. If you want a laptop with no trade-offs, one that's packed with power yet still portable, check out the ROG Zephyrus SGX701 from Asus. Up your game with this 17-inch laptop squeezed into a 15-inch body. Under the hood, it has the latest NVIDIA GeForce RTX 2080, 8th-gen Intel Core i7, SSD storage up to a terabyte, and runs Windows 10 Pro. Learn more at Asus.com. Tech It Out is powered by Asus for those in search of incredible.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its MBA and Business Analytics Master's degree programs offered 100% online. Learn more about the top-ranked W.P. Carey business degrees online. Text RANK to 79645. Again, that's RANK to 79645.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If you are
behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
This holiday encore broadcast of Tech It Out originally aired on November 2nd of this year.
You're listening to Tech It Out on the Radio America Network. Thanks for tuning in. Did you know that the number of Americans age 65 and older is projected to more than double from today, 46 million today, to over 98 million by 2060? And so you're going to hear a lot more about the phrase aging in place, how we can help seniors live longer independently instead of having to go to an assisted living environment. Medication managers could be part of that solution. And so I invited onto the show a company called Hero that empowers caregivers and helps to solve the complex issue of medication management and adherence. We're joined by Cal Vapuri. He is the CEO and founder of Hero. Welcome to the show, Cal.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. So I touched on in my introduction, Cal, how big the seniors segment is today with baby boomers and how big it's going to get. So technology can really help them live longer at home, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's many aspects to seniors aging at home, and some of the many challenges range from personal management, so everything from hygiene to daily mobility, but also stretch into more medical needs like medication management, measurement of certain biometrics, things like blood pressure and blood glucose, et cetera. We invented Hero to serve folks along the lines of both medication management, but also tying that information and making it usable in the context of all of the other information you're tracking about yourself as you try to stay in the home.
Okay, got it. And I guess the issue is, especially with seniors who may be living with dementia of some sort, like Alzheimer's, is that they can either forget to take their medication if they don't have someone there or something reminding them, or they can take it twice because they perhaps forgot that they already took it. So pill management systems are one of the solutions. And as a journalist, by the way, as a tech writer, I've covered this space a lot, everything from putting sensors in doors and medicine cabinets and fridges that can tell a caregiver and a loved one, like if the person hasn't left their bedroom by a certain time, for example, or if they haven't opened the fridge by a certain time, as well as things like cameras with consent, things like wearables, like pendants, like fall detection and blood pressure. So there's a lot of solutions of which medication management is part of. So with that in mind then, Cal, please talk to us about Hero and what products you create.
Absolutely. So Hero at the end of the day is a end-to-end medication management solution. So what that basically means is we try to make medication management invisible in the home. So when we're doing our best for you, you're not really thinking about medication management at all. And so that's everything from sorting medication, dispensing it at the right times, providing notifications, reminders, and alerts, both to the user as well as the caregiver, if there are caregivers involved in the individual's care. We also have a program that we call Hero Fill, which is our partner pharmacy program, where Hero works to ensure that there's no gap days between refills for your medication, and that all of the payment information with your insurer is appropriate, so that there's no additional delays beyond, the shipment of medication to your home. We also try to sync medication so that that you're not receiving medications at many different times. The Hero system stores up to 90 days of medications, and it's up to 10 different medications. So once you actually set up Hero for the first time, we try to make it as close to a set it and forget it experience as possible.
I think that's a good idea. Yeah, and they say the best technology is invisible, and especially when you're dealing with seniors who may wrestle a little with technology compared to, say, millennials, less is more, and the easier the interface and the easier the process, then the more success, no doubt, you'll find. And I think you've already touched on this, Cal. We're chatting, by the way, with Cal Vapuri, CEO and founder of Hero. How your products differ from other pill management systems. I've already heard a couple of things that you've mentioned that make it stand out from others like ePill and some other competitors. But is there one key differentiator you'd say?
So Hero system does not require any configuration. Any solid oral dose medication can fit in the system. It stores up to 10 different types of medication, so it has 10 cartridges. Each cartridge stores up to 90 days worth of medication. And once the system is set up, which is a very simple process, takes less than 5 minutes. At that point, everything is fully automatic. So all the sorting is automatic, all of the dispensing is automatic. The if you want to look at your historical information or any reporting, you can do that automatically in the app or through the web. All notifications, drug interaction alerts, reminders, et cetera, all of that is automated as well. And then finally, the integrated refills based on actual inventory data that we have in real time as well. So there's a number of different ways in which we're differentiated. I would say the primary is recognizing that there's no configuration required. There's complete automation of the sorting and dispensing. And then finally, we provide integration with refills for up to 90-day scripts.
We'll be back shortly with more Tech It Out when we continue our chat with Cal Vapuri, CEO and founder of a company called Hero Health, the makers of medication management systems designed primarily for seniors, but not exclusively, and certainly a need for this, given how many baby boomers there are, and for those who want to live at home longer, independently, without having to go to an assisted living environment like a retirement home or what have you. So tools like this, like these medication dispensers and alarms, can go a long way, especially for those who may suffer from dementia, such as Alzheimer's and other related issues. So keep your dial right here to continue our chat with Hero Health in a couple of moments. You are listening to Tech It Out, powered by ASUS. We'll be right back.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and we'll deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
The This holiday encore broadcast of Tech It Out originally aired on November 2nd of this year.
We are chatting with Cal Vapuri. He is the CEO and founder of Hero Health, the makers of medication management systems. When the person at home needs to be reminded that they need to take medication, is there a light flash? Is there an audible alarm, if you will? Will they get a notification on a phone or a smartwatch? What happens when it's time to take the pills? And I know it dispenses the right one at the right time, but how do you tell the person that it's time to take it?
It's all of the above, and it's highly configurable. But the status quo is that there's audible and visual alerts from the device itself. The volume can be adjusted. In addition, you can receive notifications through your app, through email, or even phone calls or SMS. We've spent the better part of almost 5 years testing the system to ensure that people not only used it, but also enjoyed using it. So there's a lot of nuance and experience that has gone in that process to create not just the default experience, but also the highly configurable access as well.
With Hero's line of medication management products, the companion app, is it more for the caregiver or for the person living at home?
So there's about 75 million individuals who have two or more chronic conditions in the United States today. The majority of them are seniors, but many of them are not. So we have a mix of users for the app product, and I would say that it's not certainly not just for the caregiver. In fact, many of our members, whether they're seniors or not, use the app quite religiously, and part of it is because it's access to information that you never really had before, but also it gives you a sense of comfort. Because you can access drug information, you get notifications around drug interactions, you're told when you're running low on any particular medication or when a new Hero Fill refill is on its way. So it's something that people have gotten to be very comfortable with, no matter how tech savvy you are.
Could the app tell a caregiver that the person did not take their medication, even though it was dispensed?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, so if you dispense your medication and the cup that the medication is dispensed into is not removed and returned, then that would be a notification.
Oh, cool.
We spent a lot of time again as well ensuring that cycle was very clean and easy, and it's a very natural experience, so there's no special work required for that to happen.
All right, Cal. So finally, how much do the Hero medication management products start at, and where can we learn more?
Absolutely. Well, thank you for the time. You can learn more about Hero at www.herohealth.com. Our system today is $399 upfront for the first year, inclusive of membership. Thereafter, it's $10 a month. That includes free shipping on all Hero Fill reorders and refills. It also includes 24/7 customer service access and customer support access, as well as unlimited usage of caregiver notifications and app tools.
Okay, great. Cal Vapuri, thank you for your time. Congratulations on the success of Hero and for sharing the information with the audience. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Mark. Really appreciate the time as well.
We're almost out of racetrack on today's Tech It Out, so thank you for tuning into the program. This show is powered by ASUS. Thank you for your continued support. ASUS creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops, desktops, monitors, smartphones, tablets, smartwatches, and much more. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/us/radio for more info. That's asus.com/us/radio. I also want to acknowledge we have a new sponsor, Western Digital, and its super rugged G Technology branded Armor ATD portable hard drive. You've got to see this thing. It's designed for those looking for a durable drive to bring on the go, especially for content creators like photographers and videographers, and even journalists like myself. I always back up my important files just in case something happens to my laptop, just in case it's stolen, lost, or damaged. And so I always have an external drive, and this one is super rugged. Again, it's from WD Western Digital. You can go to g-technology.com for more. And as we wrap up this week's Tech It Out, I just want to remind you, you can send me your tech questions. You might have heard in the last block, called it Mailbag. Very imaginative, I know. But yes, feel free to send me your tech questions. I know you've got them. And as your grade school teacher once told you, there's no such thing as a dumb question. So that's certainly the case when it comes to technology. Let me have it. You can send me an email at tech@marksaltzman.com, tech@marksaltzman.com. And I'll read them on the air with or without your name. I can do it anonymously, or I'll just write you back privately if you like. But don't hesitate to reach out privately or publicly on social media. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube. I'm wishing you all a great rest of your weekend. You probably have lots of candy from Halloween that you're stealing from your kids. I won't tell. Enjoy it, and we will speak with you next weekend on Tech It Out.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. Also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m. North State Now.
42.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstrom. Five people aboard a small eight-passenger plane were killed this morning when it crash-landed in a field shortly after taking off from Lafayette Regional Airport in Louisiana. One person on board taken to the hospital, the second person on the ground also injured and taken to the hospital. Witnesses say the twin-engine Piper Cheyenne touched down in a parking lot between a post office and a Walmart, skidded into a field after striking a car. There are reports one of the victims was Carly McCord, the daughter-in-law of LSU offensive football coordinator Steve Emsinger. A person is still missing after six other bodies were recovered following a Hawaii tour helicopter crash Thursday. County of Kauai Fire Department Battalion Chief Solomon Kanoho said the cause of the crash is under investigation, but weather, which caused search efforts to be suspended yesterday afternoon, can be tricky in the area.
Anyone that is familiar with the Napali Coast knows that it can be clear in the morning, and with the trade winds that we do have, weather can roll in, including fog, just like how it did today with our operation.
Congressman Ed Case said it's the third fatal crash in a year, and he's calling for greater regulation in that industry. A powerful winter storm moving out from Southern California, but it's left behind ice and snow.
The storm system itself will blossom as it moves northeast from the desert southwest, and there's more snow now on tap for the southern central Rockies and moving into the Great Plains.
Brian Jackson is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. The death toll from a truck bombing in Somalia's capital now at least 79. The president blames the al-Qaeda-linked al-Shabaab extremist group. The truck exploded during rush hour as Somalia returned to work after its weekend. More than 120 other people were wounded. It was the worst attack in Mogadishu in more than 2 years. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
The Year in Review. Today, we look at this year's top domestic stories with Jeremy House.
2019 was notable for the number of cyber attacks that occurred, including Facebook admitting to storing plain text passwords for millions of Instagram users. Also, a hacker breached Capital One, from where she stole the records of 100 million users. From Georgia to California, the number of school shootings averaged about one per week. Of those, more than 30 of them were at facilities serving kindergarten through 12th grade. There were two Category 5 storms in one hurricane season. Dorian's destruction was slow and torturous as the storm hovered over the Bahamas for more than a day, leaving dozens dead and destroying thousands of homes. Another storm, Lorenzo, would become the easternmost Category 5 Atlantic hurricane on record when it raced toward Ireland and the United Kingdom.
Tomorrow, George Bonzani reports on the top international stories of 2019. This is townhall.com. An Illinois man who made more than 27,000 crosses to commemorate victims of mass shootings across the country is retiring.
Greg Zadis came to realize after 23 years his Crosses for Losses ministry was beginning to take a personal and financial toll on him. I had a breaking point in El Paso, he said, referring to the mass shooting outside of a Walmart in El Paso, Texas. I hadn't slept for 2 days. Zadis has set up crosses after the school shootings at Columbine, Sandy Hook, and Parkland. He also placed crosses after the Las Vegas Music Festival shooting and the Orlando nightclub shooting. Patrick Frost reporting.
The Navy's proposing construction cutbacks for destroyers and accelerated retirements of cruisers that would delay or sink the Navy's goal of larger fleet. The proposed cost cutting comes as the Navy's working to modernize its ballistic missile submarine fleet, replacing the current Ohio-class subs with new Columbia-class nuclear submarines. More at townhall.com.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
North Dakota.
Let me tell you how it will be.
Hey, welcome everyone. This is the latest edition of Popular Technology Radio. So glad to have you with me today. Hopefully your day is going swimmingly as we slowly make our way into summer. And joining us today is my good friend, as he was last week. He's still my good friend. He is Jeffrey Morrison. Of course, he is the editor-at-large of The Wirecutter. He is also a freelance writer and photographer for CNET and the New York Times. He is no longer in the Caribbean. Jeff, you are just like the regular rank-and-file human today. You are home, yes?
I am home.
How boring. How utterly, utterly boring. Poor you.
But in 6 weeks, I'll be gone again, so.
Oh, stop with it. Whatever. So do you have your party hat on today, Jeff? Because it's the 9th anniversary of the release of the iPad. You not being an Apple guy, I'm going to guess you do not have your party hat on.
Well, I decided I put an iPad on my head. Does that count?
It does. Yes, it does. It's hard to believe it was 9 years ago that the first iPad was.
And I'll say, I mean, I'm not an Apple fan, and I own one Apple product, and that's an iPod. But the iPad is a fantastic product. It always has been. That is a solid piece of kit.
It is. And others, before and after, others have come and done tablets. Why do you think the Apple iPad was so solid upon its release? 300,000 in that first day, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it has to do with what Apple does best, which is it just works. You take it out, it works. It does all of the things that you would want it to do. It has all the content there. And it's just something that Android tablets just have not been able to match, just kind of by the very nature of Android. Which, and I say that as someone who owns and loves an Android phone. So, yeah, it's I can give it to my parents or someone who's not that technical, and they can figure it out immediately. It just... That's what Apple's great at.
But it's always stumped me. Obviously, I haven't seen the latest market share numbers, but Android in the U.S. is more popular than the iPhone. I'm going to say mostly for cost reasons. But why haven't they been able to duplicate that in tablet land?
I think it has something to do with Apple's kind of singular focus and singular like ecosystem. Like everything has to work, and they can make it that way. Whereas Android, because it's so many different companies – it has more of a free-form kind of, well, this company is going to do it slightly in this way, and this company is going to do it slightly in this way, and it just makes it a little less cohesive of an experience, I guess.
I would concur with that, but it just seems like we would see the same marketplace observations with tablets and with phones. It doesn't seem that much different to me, yet in terms of tablets, it is still overwhelmingly iPads.
It's interesting to completely derail the argument. I have no interest in spending that kind of money on a device that's not actually a computer. And I just recently purchased a Microsoft Surface Go, mm-hmm. which is a tiny little computer. And it is an actual computer. Now, you can take the keyboard off, and it feels like a tablet. It's that size. It's a 10-inch screen. But it actually runs Windows. And I think... I don't know. That's why I get kind of confused with this stuff, because I look at it as like, okay, yes, that size is fantastic, but it doesn't really do everything that I would want it to do as a computing device, whereas like the Surface Go, and there's a number of other ones that my colleagues have jokingly called crap tops, where they're very inexpensive actual Windows computers, but they're just very small, very inexpensive, super long battery life. So I get the idea of having something small and with a big screen that works, but then you're spending multiple hundreds of dollars on something that doesn't actually function fully as a computer is a little weird to me. But as I said, derail the argument, derail the conversation.
Well,
let's talk about this instead.
But interestingly enough, you know, Windows couldn't make it happen in the phone land, and yet they have kind of found a place in tablets. So, you know, they are two distinct markets, but you would think, or at least I would think, you would kind of see the same things in each. They're not that different of markets, but...
And yet somehow they are. I totally agree. And you're right. It took Microsoft a while to figure it out. Phones aspect didn't work. But then they figured out the Surface. They're like, has turned to be very popular for them and gets very good reviews, including for me. I love this thing. It's a tablet size, but it's what I would call an actual computer because it runs a full version of Windows. So, yeah, it's kind of a weird, like, middle ground between an actual tablet and an actual computer.
Yeah, and in fact, no pun intended, we really aren't talking apples to apples. It is a different thing than a tablet is.
True, although if you handed it to most people who aren't tech-oriented, they would probably think it's the same thing. They'd just like, oh, it's a tablet with a keyboard. I'm like,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it sort of is, sort of
it
is.
It sort of is, but it isn't. Yeah.
Well, it was interesting to go back, because I remember very clearly when the iPad was released, it was hardly a secret. Lots of tech folks were saying, you know, this is likely coming, it's likely going to be like this. But when they announced it, 300,000 were sold on the first day, because I think it was April 3rd, so we're actually slightly later than the true anniversary date. But a month later, it sold 1 million, and that was just half the time it took Apple to sell the same number of original iPhones. They reached 3 million sales after 80 days, and on the financial call in October of 2010, Steve Jobs announced that Apple had sold more iPads than Macs for the fiscal quarter, sold more than 15 million of that first generation iPad up until the launch of iPad 2. So my goodness, it opened up the floodgates, and here
you
we
know,
are.
That Apple, they seem like they might do pretty well as a company.
Well, funny, because some people are saying they're a little cold at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that, but they'll figure it out. Such a plucky upstart.
Yes, they are. And on that note, let us take a quick commercial break. You're listening to Popular Technology Radio. I happen to be Mike Etchar, and I am joined by Jeffrey Morrison, and we are coming right back. So stick with us. It's Pop Tech Radio.
This holiday season, Dodge's gift to you is Employee Pricing Plus. That means everyone gets the same price our employees get on the Dodge Durango. And with Durango's available 475 horsepower, Dodge is here to make every trip a memorable one. So hurry in to the Dodge Big Finish event today to take advantage of Employee Pricing Plus. Offers available on the purchase or lease of a 2020 Dodge Durango or a new 2019 Dodge vehicle, excluding Charger and Challenger. Customer responsible for $200 administration fee. Must agree to delivery by 1-2-20. See dealer details.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Popular Technology Radio, Mike Etchart here with Jeffrey Morrison. He, of course, editor-at-large for The Wire Cutter. And he, of course, is a freelance photographer and writer for CNET and The New York Times. All-around groovy guy. And I feel like I'm going to school with this. Now, you are writing an article that's on AI scaling. And you told me about that, and I don't even know what the heck that is. So.
All right, so we're going to spend the next 45 minutes talking about this. AI scaling is Samsung's name for this technology. Sony and LG are doing something similar. Let's start from the very beginning. So scaling is the process that a TV uses to take a lower resolution signal, like Blu-ray, and convert that to something that a 4K or 8K television can actually show.
By the way, can we just say that humorously you're calling Blu-ray a lower quality image?
I know, isn't that crazy?
That is
how quickly things change.
Yes. Still looks pretty good on my TV.
Oh, and it will always look good because it is a solid source. But in order to show that on a 4K TV, no matter what, you have to scale it.
We are in 4K land officially now, it sounds
like. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So if you were just to show a Blu-ray on a 4K TV without scaling it, it would just be a small rectangle in the center of the screen surrounded by huge black bars.
Gotcha.
Essentially, scaling is like zooming in on the picture, so it fills the screen. And this is something that TVs have done since the beginning of the HD era, because you've always had lower resolution content that you had to show on a television. And that scaling or upconverting, that has progressed, obviously, just like all other technology, and gotten better and better and better. And what this kind of latest generation of TVs are doing, or at least how Samsung is doing it, is they're using artificial intelligence to look at a huge amount of content of different resolutions, different things, so like sports and movies and live TV and everything, and then kind of determining how to make that content that it looked at look good. So it's like, okay, well, here's the processes that I can do to make, let's say, sports look good or football look good. That's great, but then the TV needs to know how to do that. So on the other end of it, the TV is going to analyze the content that you're showing on it, let's say football again, and know, oh, that looks like football. I'm going to change my settings, the TV is talking, because of course it's sentient, because it has AI. So the TV is going to say, okay, I'm looking at this and you're watching football, so I'm going to apply these technologies that I have, noise reduction, edge enhancement, and so forth, to make that football look the best it possibly can. And it does that with everything. Whatever you're showing it, whatever you're watching on it, it can then say, oh, I know what that is. That's a movie, so I'm going to make it look like this to make it look as good as possible. Sony has a similar thing. They don't call it AI, but they're doing a similar thing with, I think it's called dual database processing. LG has something kind of similar. Part of their Think AI suite where it kind of determines different picture settings and so forth. But it's just kind of the next evolution of picture processing, which every TV has to do.
It's using data from other content. Is that already built in when it leaves the factory, or is it
right,
continually updating its own database?
Right now, the way it does it is at the factory, they're designing it with machine learning, looking at all of this content. They're creating different filters, is one way of calling it, different filters to say, okay, football is going to look like this and so forth. All of that is then in the television. And then the television will determine what of those filters to use. But with Samsung, and I assume with LG and Sony as well, they don't talk about it as much, but with Samsung specifically, they can download new filters into the television and update it. But the television itself isn't learning. The learning process is done separately, and then the television is just doing the analyzation of the image.
Okay, I was laughing at you when you said we're going to talk about this for 45 minutes, but now I can see that you might. But on that note, we got to take a quick break. We're talking to Jeffrey Morrison. I believe this is called a rabbit hole. AI scaling, why you need to know about that, why it's coming, and what the heck it is. So stay with us. We're coming right back. It's Pop Tech Radio.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Tech Radio, Mike Etchart with Jeff Morrison. He, of course, is the editor-at-large for The Wirecutter, freelance writer for CNET and The New York Times. He is working on a piece as we speak about AI scaling, and I will never not believe Jeff again when he says this could be a 45-minute discussion. It is something that 4K TVs are now going to be doing to upscale, shocking to say this, but lower-quality content such as Blu-ray onto a 4K screen. And it sounds like science fiction, Jeff.
It does a little bit. And I should say that, like, it's some televisions are doing this. At the moment, this is found in some of the higher-end new, like, 2019 models. And we'll see if it is kind of – I think it probably will trickle down into other models. But, you know, we'll see. So it's potentially a slight improvement in picture quality. This isn't world-changing. This isn't the new version of OLED, or it's going to look better than anything else in the world. With any picture processing, it's incremental improvements, and it always has been. You asked me on the break, starting from what are they doing now kind of thing. Early on, kind of the easiest way to do scaling is if you have a lower resolution image, has a set number of individual pixels, you basically just duplicate those pixels. Let's say for every one pixel you have 4 pixels, they all look the same as that original one, but now you can fill the screen with that. And that's kind of the simplest way to do it and simplest way to think about it. And as processing kind of got faster and better, it became smarter and better done. So then the processing would say, okay, well, instead of just duplicating into 4 pixels, now we'll look at what the other pixels are nearby and kind of determine how best to have those steps in between. And is this an edge? Is this an edge of an image? So then we can make it sharper by doing this and make it better transitions so that it's a smoother image and so forth. But the problem is, as it is now, is that you can't really just apply one thing to every image.
Or to every kind of content, I suppose.
Right, correct. So making sports look good might not look good with movies. So TV engineers kind of had to kind of create something that was like a best fit for everything. So maybe movies don't look quite as good as they could. Sports might not look quite as good as it could, but the two of them look fine. And to an extent, you could kind of maybe have different settings in the television that you could adjust to make one look better and so forth. But most people didn't do that. So what this AI aspect is doing is kind of twofold. So on the TV side, it's having significantly more filters and settings to adjust, and then looking at the content and kind of automatically applying those settings. And then on the TV manufacturing side is looking as much content as possible, the machine learning aspect, and coming up with all these different filters and say, okay, well, now there's, let's say, 100 different ways we can do this. Well, we can put all 100 into a television, and the television will just figure it out without the user, the viewer, doing anything.
Now, in terms of the cost of a set, this is basically software, I assume, or maybe some element of hardware to this. But for the most part, it sounds like this, while cool and while the next sort of step along the way of scaling, it's probably not a tremendous cost on the manufacturing side, I assume. Is that correct?
More or less. So you'd need to have a fast enough processor in the television.
Mm-hmm.
And that was always an easy way for TV manufacturers to save money, is by putting a really cheap and slow processor. So if you remember back in like the early smart TV days, where it would take forever for a TV to boot up and you'd be sitting there while staring at the screen, or it takes forever for Netflix to load. Or if there's a big difference between someone's mouth moving and then you hearing their voice, that there's a lip sync error. These are all problems that typically have to do with a slow processor in a television. But as the chips have gotten cheaper and manufacturers realize that this is something that they can kind of differentiate themselves. So, you know, Samsung obviously they can't compete in the cheapest televisions. So what can they do on the high end to say, okay, well, this is why you'd want to spend money on an expensive TV? So once they started putting these faster processors, and the fact that processors have gotten cheaper always in general, that they can put these chips in there that can do this stuff. So does it add cost? Not necessarily. These chips are probably going into these expensive TVs anyway. But it does mean that in the lower price ranges, they might not have processors that can do this yet. But again, two or three years from now, as those chips get cheaper, then yes, maybe.
I guess that's kind of what I'm getting at. Is this is going to trickle down because eventually it's just going to be another feature that is like 4K that even the bargain basement sets will likely have this in a couple of years.
Could be. And we'll see. There might be something new and different that makes it easier. Who knows?
To get the same results. Well, and I assume we're going to start seeing this in 2019 models. So this is...
They're starting to talk about it now, yeah.
Yeah, so it's not out yet, but it's coming.
Sony's talking about it now already. It's on their dual database thing. They've actually been talking about that for like a year or two, I think, maybe more. Or at least they've been explaining it better. So that actually has been around for at least a couple of years. But LG's version of it and Samsung's versions of it, they're kind of making a bigger deal of it now for 2019.
Yeah, but again, we're talking incremental improvements.
Buy a TV just because of this.
Right, exactly. So if you're in the market for a new TV and you're in that bracket where you're going to spend a little bit more money than most, look for that.
Yeah, and I guess my purpose for doing the article is when you see it, it's not necessarily just some random buzzword, that there is some tech behind this, that it could be a slight difference. But yeah, it's not going to be a differentiating factor, and it's just interesting because I'm a nerd.
If you're listening to the show and you're on the show, we're all nerds, I think.
Yeah, fair enough.
On that note, we got to take a quick commercial break. We, of course, have got Jeff Morrison on the show. He's the editor-at-large at The Wirecutter and other places as well. We're now going to go from visuals to sonics when we come back. So we're talking earbuds, etc. We got more for you. It's Pop Tech Radio. Stick with us. We're coming right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Merry Christmas from Reading Electric Utility, your community-owned electric utility. On behalf of all RU employees, we are wishing you a safe and happy holiday season. Please remember, holiday safety starts with you. Never overload an extension cord or electrical circuit. Make sure extension cords and lights are rated for outdoor use. And remember, never to expose electrical outlets or connections to rain. Reading Electric Utility has been honored to serve you in 2019 and wishes you and your family a prosperous new year.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
And we are back, Pop Tech Radio. Mike Etchard, Jeff Morrison, he, of course, editor-at-large at The Wire Cutter. We were talking about visual things back in AI scaling in the last segment, and I want to transition over to headphones, because I can't talk enough about headphones, Jeff. There's just
There's so much fun.
I don't know if I'm in the minority or if I'm in the majority, but everybody I know loves AirPods, Apple's wireless headphones, and I think not only do they look goofy, I don't care for the sound of them, and yet they're incredibly successful. Where are you in that spectrum of interest in Apple's AirPods?
Well, I mean, zero. But you're right. I mean, they don't sound great, but neither did the originals. You know, the original wired versions, but people love those as well. Like, you know, everyone likes to show off their Apple stuff. I get annoyed when I see people in a group with friends or talking with other people, and they just have these things in like their jewelry. And that, to me, seems really kind of lame. Lauren Dragon reviews headphones for The Wirecutter, and she has reviewed more headphones than anybody at this point. And she was skeptical of the true wireless. You know, obviously, no wires whatsoever. They're just hanging your ears. There's a number of different companies that are making them now. She was pretty skeptical of them, but kind of once she got used to them, once the companies worked out the bugs, because those first couple generations were terrible, they're kind of neat. She kind of likes them, doesn't love them, but her pick right now at The Wirecutter is from Jabra, the Elite 65T, and they're, you know, a little bit cheaper than the AirPods, but they sound good and they do all sorts of, you know, cool stuff. But I think that's going to fall on deaf's ears, and anyone who wants AirPods are just going to buy AirPods.
Well, and now there's a new second generation AirPod out.
Yeah, and the battery life's a little bit better. Yep. They work a little bit better. You can say, hey, Siri, and have it, you know. Oh, and actually, I probably just activated a bunch of people's phones by saying that. hope you're not listening on speakers. And, yeah, so they kind of do all these other tricks. And, you know, sure. You know, if that's, hey, if that's your thing and you want to do it, go for it. But you can get better sound, you know.
Well, and obviously, for me, it might just be a physiology problem for me. Is, like you said, I've never liked just the regular earbuds that came with, you know, all the Apple devices from the beginning. Right. They just don't feel good in my ears. And the time I tried AirPods, it was the same thing. I just didn't like the feeling of it, separate from the audio benefits of that particular technology and that particular product. It just didn't feel good. I don't, in general, like things inside of my ears. I prefer them just kind of outside. Mm. But they are incredibly popular and successful.
They really are.
I think the latest ones are, I guess they're always, they're about a little over $150, $160, something like that. And I don't like things that are battery powered, because ultimately when I want to use them, I've forgotten to charge them.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'm in the minority of that either. I don't mind wired headphones, I suppose. But
same. Yeah. I mean, this is one aspect of my tech life where I am slightly a bit of a Luddite, in that I still have a traditional iPod. I mean, it's an iPod Touch, because my iPod Classic was stolen on an overnight train in Italy.
Wonder.
I miss it. So I have an iPod Touch and I'm wired headphones. They're in-ear headphones, but they're headphones. For music, I want this separate device that just does that, that has a nice, long, reasonably long charge, completely separate from my phone, not wireless, you know, has great sound quality. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I guess I'm not interested in having that true wireless experience, because to me, I'm walking around some random place, I'm going to lose one of these things. that's there.
Well,
now
not
you have to
drag
pay.
If you lose one of them, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, you're buying another set no matter what.
Well, I think they do. I think you can buy from Apple like one of them.
Oh, can you? Oh,
I think so, but it's still going to be $80, $100 or something. I should probably look that up before I say that. But
before
I'm pretty
sure
again, like you can match one if you've lost one. But still, like there's no wires, so all you got to do is like bump something. Now it's gone, and I don't know.
I lose everything anyway. I would lose certainly one of them. So, yeah, that's kind of a non-starter for me. But in general, sonically speaking, are you losing much between wired and wireless these days?
So that actually is an interesting conversation. There is a mindset that by going to Bluetooth and going to wireless that you have this huge penalty in sound quality. And that's not technically the case anymore. I mean, wired is probably going to sound a little better, but you're dealing with compressed music kind of no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
So the difference with modern Bluetooth technology and using compressed music, it's not going to be that big a difference. I don't think most people would even hear it. And there are all these technologies like AptX that claim to have this much higher fidelity over Bluetooth. And Brent Butterworth, who you know and is now with Wirecutter and
yes.
a couple other places.
And a frequent guest.
Yeah, I'd recommend asking him about this, too. But he did a test that's available on his website where you can listen to files kind of encoded with the Bluetooth codec to see if you can hear a difference. And most people can't. There's such a slight difference in Bluetooth versus, you know, the Bluetooth codec. It's not as big of a difference as it used to be. So wireless in general doesn't necessarily have to have a sound penalty hit. It's more of, is that headphone designed in a way that sounds good?
Right.
Separate from the wireless aspect.
And that, of course, is to taste. And
sure.
Oh, I mean, speaking of rabbit holes, that boy talking.
Oh, yeah.
But it's one that I wholeheartedly support because for me, it's all about the sound. And I like good sound, and I can sometimes tell the difference. But so we'll see with this. The latest AirPods, improved wireless performance, they say. Same battery life, which has been actually pretty good. I will say that about the AirPods. But again, it's the same kind of in-ear fit. It may not be for you, but check them out. And then most people don't talk about this, but I still say they're just kind of dorky looking. Even if they sounded awesome, I'm not sure I'd wear them.
But there are going to be people who are the exact opposite. They want them just for the looks.
Just for the looks.
To have that. And they are. I just looked it up while we're talking. It's $70 to replace a lost AirPod.
Oh, it is. All right. Well, I did not know that. So you learn something every day. And on that note, we got to take a quick break. We're talking with Jeff Morrison. You're listening to Pop Tech Radio, and we will be right back.
This holiday season, Dodge's gift to you is Employee Pricing Plus. That means everyone gets the same price our employees get on the Dodge Durango. And with Durango's available 475 horsepower, Dodge is here to make every trip a memorable one. So hurry in to the Dodge Big Finish event today to take advantage of Employee Pricing Plus. Offers available in the purchase or release of a 2020 Dodge Durango or a new 2019 Dodge vehicle excluding Charger and Challenger. Customer responsible for $200 administration fee. Must agree to delivery by 1-2-20. See dealer for details.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX.
part of the tough and ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
And we are back. Pop Tech Radio, Mike Etchart, Jeffrey Morrison, he, the editor-at-large at The Wirecutter. And now I know, because we were talking in between the breaks, that he also has dainty ear canals. Dainty ear canals. Now, we were talking...
I told you that in confidence.
We were talking about earbuds and AirPods. A super valid point that nobody thinks of, or I didn't think about it, is that not only are everybody's ears a different size, we know that, but... apparently, everybody has different sized ear canals.
Exactly. And typically speaking, someone with a smaller head would have smaller ear canals, but not necessarily. So that's kind of how we got onto this, is that I have very small ear canals. So when you get multiple tips with a pair of headphones, the small ones are the ones that fit me. And that's smaller than the other reviewers at Wirecutter by far. So I'm usually brought in if like, hey, these don't fit us. Do they fit you? They usually do. So the AirPod design that kind of hang on the outer part of the ears are actually more comfortable for me than in-ear headphones that kind of, you know, stick in your ear like someone put in a Q-tip, mm-hmm. which are usually very painful for me and I hate them. So my go-to pair of headphones that I've had for ages now are the B&W C5 Series 2, which have a little bit of a part that goes in the ear, but then have a loop that holds on to the outer part of the ear. So that doesn't require pressure going into the ear canal, which just wouldn't be comfortable for me.
Yeah. Sennheiser also makes some workout headphones with kind of a similar.
Yes. Thing. And Bose has some with a little bit of a hook out there. And this B&O, I think, has one. Mm-hmm. So there's multiple designs that do it. And so that's much more comfortable for me. So if someone has never found in-ear headphones comfortable, this is probably why. It's not really talked about much. I mean, we talk about it at Wirecutter all the time, but it's not something that most people think about. And like you said, it's not something really talked about. So it might not be beyond the realm of possibility that your ears are just a different size than what that company designed for. And it's just you need to get a different set of headphones or a different set of tips. Maybe foam tips would fit better and so forth. Getting the right fit is vital also because if you don't get a good fit, you might not get any bass, or you might not get, you might get a muffled sound, or you might get weird sound, or you might get too much ambient sound. Like, this, getting a good fit for headphones or earplugs or anything is vital. Fit is vital. It's number
one.
Well,
if it's somewhat usually related to the size of your head, you can probably drive a truck through my ear canal. My head, so I don't care for things in my ear canal, no matter what. And maybe that's why it has to do with size, but terribly uncomfortable, and it's just a weird sensation to me. Of course, in the last segment, we're talking about the AirPods, and now there are rumors, by the way, that Amazon is coming out with kind of a similar product, but unlike what you might think, this is not really to compete with Apple, more likely, ironically, to compete with Google, and not that Google is making AirPods that we know of, but this is all about Google's Home Hub versus Amazon's Home Hub, you know, the assistants. I don't think we've chatted about assistants. Are you in one camp or another when it comes to...
Kind of. I have both in the house. I have a little Alexa, and I have a Google Home Mini that they sent me with my Pixel phone. So we have them both here. And it's interesting because the Google Home picks up what we're saying and understands it much faster than the Alexa, noticeably faster, to the point where we've actually kind of stopped using the Alexa to do anything other than set timers, and we just put it in the kitchen. And then the other interesting part is how Alexa is a bit of a sexist. She does not understand female voices nearly as well as the Google Home, and that's something that we've noticed in my house. A friend of mine's kind of the same thing, where it's a couple, and even if they're just sitting right next to each other, same distance, same background noise, Alexa will not listen to her and not recognize her, but will listen to him and recognize him. So that's interesting.
Really? Oh, interesting. That is fascinating.
Yeah. So this could be anecdotal, you know, could just be a random chance that happened with both of us. I have not written about this or researched it, but it's interesting.
Do you have a philosophical preference between the two? Because obviously they are into this market for different reasons.
Philosophically, they're all awful. And they are terrifying that they are listening all the time. Now, there's no proof that they're storing anything that you're saying, but you have a microphone connected to the internet in your house. Like, it's not beyond the realm of possibility that this other thing, you know, that
problems could arise.
Yeah. But that said, obviously, I only have so many F's to give in a given day, and this is beyond as much as I can. Like, you know what? If someone wants to listen in, I have too many other things I need to care about. I just want to turn on the lights in my theater by saying it. I don't, you know, like,
And I've kind of messed with all of them, obviously, but I don't have any of them in my house because for various reasons I dislike. On one hand, I love Amazon. I'm a big customer of theirs, too big of a customer of theirs, but I don't want to empower them any further. And I feel the same.
And that's what these headphones would be. Is that they want your data. They want more of you talking.
Yes. I just don't want to go there. And that's kind of why when I'm purchasing one, I'm probably going to get the Apple one, which you can say what you want about Apple as well. But between the three, I think they are the least.
They are. We've done articles about that at Wirecutter where Apple is the least likely to sell and steal your data compared to other companies. It's not to say that they are a saint by any stretch, but they are compared to pretty much everybody else.
Well, and that's becoming part of their mantra, their marketing mantra right now, is that, you know, we are secure. And you probably saw that big sign.
Yeah. All of that is still pretty BS. I mean, that's what they do for marketing, but none of that is true. I mean, they have their own sins of a corporation, for sure. So that was them preaching to the choir so Apple fanboys can be like, see, they're great. I'm like, no, they're less bad. That doesn't make them great.
Yeah. Yeah, guilty as charged. Yeah, exactly. But when it comes to these home devices, that's kind of where I'm leaning for that very reason. You know, okay, I'm already doing plenty of business at my choice with Amazon, and I'm already doing plenty of business, not necessarily at my choice, but just because I use a computer with Google. It's just, at this point, they're less bad.
Well, if you want to really freak out the audience, the reason why TVs are so cheap these days is because of selling your data.
Oh.
So a dumb television, and I still get emails. People want, I don't want a smart TV. I want a dumb TV. Well, you can't. And a dumb TV these days would be significantly more expensive than a smart TV because of this added revenue stream for manufacturers of being able to sell your data, what you're watching, being able to serve ads to you.
Oh, dude, you are bumming me up. That's going to be another show. We're going to table that for another show. And on that note, we got to take a break. You're listening to PopTech Radio. We're coming right back.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. Also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
And we are back. It is Pop Tech Radio. Mike Etchart, Jeff Morrison. He is the editor-at-large at The Wirecutter. He is also freelance writer and photographer for The New York Times and CNET. And a scuba diver and an aficionado of 360-degree cameras. And, Jeff, you got to give us information on how to get to your YouTube video of you scuba diving. Oh, my goodness. Beautiful.
Thank you. You mean the diver, me?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what everyone wants to see is me in a wetsuit. I know. I know where it's at.
Goes without saying, right?
Yeah, it's on my YouTube page, so if you just do a search for me on YouTube, that'll probably come up.
Jeff, G-E-O-F-F, by the way, Jeff Morrison, and check it out. So what were you using to get that? And by the way, when you upload 360-degree content on YouTube, you get the little icon on the left that allows you to literally look around and see what you are seeing.
Right.
It's breathtaking. I mean, it looks sensational. And obviously, you're in the...
And that was a super fun dive as well. So I was in Barbados, and there's a number of shipwrecks all right near, you know, the big town of Bridgetown. And it's kind of a marine park. They were... Almost all of them were intentionally sunk, so you can kind of explore them. So this was one of those ships, and I kind of went down inside it and then came up on the other side and went around, and there's some fish and stuff, and super fun. And, yeah, so I used a camera that I recommend at Wirecutter called the Insta360 1X, and it is a pretty much the best 360 camera going right now that you can do a lot with it in terms of really high-quality photos, high-resolution video. It's 5.7K video at 30 frames per second, but you can also do 4K video at 50 frames per second, so you can do some cool, like, slow motion stuff, and it's very handy. It's not waterproof itself, but you can get two different waterproof cases for it. One of them is more for, like, surfing and stuff, which I don't do, but I got the dive case, which goes down to, I think, I want to say 30 meters, so, like, 100 feet, I think, and that's what I had with this, and it's kind of weird looking, the dive case for it. Everyone on the dive boat were like, what is that? And so I was explaining it to, like, multiple people. And unfortunately, because of how sturdy the case has to be to survive that kind of depth, it doesn't disappear. So one of the cool things about 360 cameras, at least the good ones, is they take themselves out of the photo. You can't see the camera, which is kind of neat.
Yeah.
So you just look around. You're just kind of floating in space. I've had people think it's a drone because you can't see anything with it.
Oh.
You can see the dive case. You can see part of the dive case in the image, which is a bummer. But, well, oh well. That's what you have to do.
And how much is that camera?
Camera's around $400. The dive case was, I think, $90.
Okay. Really inexpensive.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad. I mean, I think a dive case for a GoPro is going to be that much.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I mean, I bought one of those, too. And I actually had that with me. I have a wrist strap for the GoPro, so I don't have to actually hold it. Mm-hmm. And then for the 360 camera, I had a little, like, handle, essentially, for it, so I could move it around and stuff. I have another video that I posted on my Instagram today where it was a GoPro video of a different ship, but I'm moving around a lot, and what's going on behind the GoPro is I'm kind of juggling. I'm getting the GoPro in position and recording with the GoPro while at the same time trying to get the 360 camera to go into video mode to record a video. And I was like, none of this is what you should be doing when you're scuba diving inside a shipwreck 20 meters below the ocean.
Yeah.
But hey, you know, it was fun, and I love it, and yeah, it was a good time.
Well, and briefly, you know, kind of where are we today with 360 cameras? Is it just kind of, it is a niche and...
It is a niche, and it always will be, because you're not going to be able to get the image quality with a 360 camera as you would with even a point-and-shoot camera of the same price. The sensors are smaller, and there's two of them. The lenses are smaller, and there's two of them. So it's more like you can do cool things with it, but it's not really going to be a replacement. That said, when I'm traveling and trying to get photos of stuff, I use my phone the most, the 360 camera second, and then my big DSLR last. It's like that's the situational camera, ironically enough, for me.
Bottom line is you're carrying a lot of gear with you on the road.
I do carry a lot of gear with me, yes. But also I do travel photography and travel writing, and I need to have good photos and lots of them. So, and it's a hobby, too. So yeah.
Well, there you go. Exactly. And it's a write-off for you because you actually make money with it. So that's good on you. And, of course, if you want to find out more about 360 cameras, you are the reviewer at the Wirecutter for those products.
I am.
Go check it out. It's at thewirecutter.com. And on that note, folks, we do need to wrap it up. So, Jeff, big thanks. If folks want to find you on the Twitters, on et cetera, where are you?
Tech Writer Jeff with a G on Twitter, Inveterate Adventurer on Instagram with a little underscore in between those two words.
That's you have to learn how to spell inveterate. So.
Yes, always a challenge.
Well, great having you on the show, as always. And,
always fun.
And big thanks to Cody Castleberry. He is my producer and engineer and editor. He makes me sound as good as possible, which is not necessarily good, but huge thanks to him. And, of course, big thanks to the folks at Radio America who broadcast us across this wonderful country, Mike Paradiso, Jenny Dietis, all the groovy kids in D.C. And, of course, we are podcasts wherever you get your podcasts, which for me is Apple iTunes, but we're pretty much everywhere. So if you want to go back and check out some older editions, we are there. So for Pop Tech Radio, I'm Mike Etchart. Thanks for listening. We will see you next time.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
In a recent speech, Attorney General William Barr strongly underscored the religious foundations of America. He said the founders saw religious liberty as the scaffolding on which they hung a free government. Well, Mr. Barr reminds us that free government only works for religious people who know there is a transcendent moral order preceding state or man-made law. He is concerned that militant secularists not only promote their own view, but seek to silence the religious voice. Folks, Pacific Justice Institute shares this concern. Become a partner today to help PJI defend the religious voice. Visit PJI.org.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at PacificJustice.org. That's PacificJustice.org.
Have you been curious about the buzz surrounding CBD? For starters, CBD is not THC. CBD will not get you high and has no mind-altering effects. This makes CBD perfect for use.